It's now time to play our game, Which is Bigger? It's a game where we ask you, well, which is bigger? This week's player is Mary from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She starts with 3 full ball caps. She's going to lose a ball cap for any incorrect answer. Mary, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you.
Mary, as we prepare to play our game, we have a warm-up question. Which is bigger, the power of the human mind or the power of the human heart?
I would say the power of the human heart.
The power of the human heart. Either one's correct, because that was our warm-up question, and there is no right answer. But thank you very much for sharing. Do you feel ready?
Yes.
Okay, good. Question number one is entitled this week, The Cutting Edge. Mary, which is bigger, the number of blades in Gillette's recently introduced Fusion line of razors, or B, the share price in dollars of Krispy Kreme? Mary, which is bigger?
Definitely not the one in Krispy Kreme. I'd say the razor.
Close, but no cigar. The answer is, in fact, B. Krispy Kreme's share price, which is around $6 at the time of this game, Gillette's Fusion line of razors, has, well, gee, 5 blades. That sounds like a lot. Mary, are you now or have you ever been a consumer of Krispy Kreme?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Do you find that you have eaten fewer donuts over the last year than the year before?
Yes.
Okay, so because Krispy Kreme has mentioned that it's being hurt by changing habits, and a lot of people saw the whole low-carb diet thing end up looking a little bit like a fad, but yet Krispy Kreme hasn't really made that comeback that maybe some other businesses have.
I was never into that diet, so I don't know what it was.
Okay, Mary, question number two is entitled Paper Profits. Which is bigger? Is it A, the domestic box office in millions of Shrek 2, or B, the number of sheets in a ream of paper? Yet another one of those questions that I myself would have no idea the answer. Mary, which is bigger?
I don't even know what a ream of paper is. I'm going to guess Shrek. You guys are out to get me.
A lot of us were right there with you. Turns out, though, there are 500 sheets of paper in a ream. Shrek 2's domestic box was around $441 million, according to the website Box Office Mojo. So, Mary, you've lost another Motley Fool ball cap. I know it's emotional, especially for someone who believes as much in the power of the heart, but let me ask you this. Shrek was an ogre. Do you know anyone that you would characterize in your own life as being an ogre?
That's funny. Oh, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend, we used to call her Carl from that movie Big Fish.
Okay, we'll leave that one right there. I like it, though. Mary, you're down to 1 ball cap. This is kind of a dramatic moment on this show.
I know.
A lot hangs on question number 3. It's entitled Buy Do or Buy Don't.
Ah, okay.
Which is bigger? Is it A, the decline in percentage terms of shares of Chinese internet search engine Baidu.com last Wednesday, or B, the age in years of actress Gwyneth Paltrow?
I would say the Baidu.
Now, Mary, are you sure? I mean, were you really following Baidu.com stock last Wednesday?
Kind of.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a chance to just think briefly again.
Okay.
As to whether or not you really think that that was your answer.
Okay, okay. No, actually, I think I made a mistake. I'm going to go with Gwyneth Paltrow.
It takes a big mind and a big heart to admit she's wrong and to make the change before the critical moment. Mary, you are a winner on this show.
Yay!
The answer is indeed Gwyneth Paltrow, who is 32 years old. For the record, Baidu.com stock fell around 28% on Wednesday. That was after, by the way, a 20% drop on Tuesday. This is one volatile stock, but that wraps up our game of Which is Bigger. You get a full ball cap, and thanks a lot for playing.
Thank you.
That wraps up our game of Which is Bigger. You can always hear this game and this show online at npr.org. And if you're interested in our free weekly Fool Radio email, then you can sign up online at our website. Just go to fool.com and scroll down to the newsletters section.